What are you girls up to out there?
I swear all mothers have radar that doesn't quit. Nothing, Mom! Jess calls back, motioning frantically to Emma and me. Giggling, the two of us scoop up the evidence. Garlic powder, cinnamon, peppermint extract, and blue food coloring. And hastily stuff it back into the spice cupboard.
Doesn't sound like nothing to me.
We hear Mrs. Delaney's chair scrape on the dining room floor as she pushes back from the table and comes to the kitchen to investigate. Emma and I quickly wipe the grins off our faces. Jess leans back casually against the counter, blocking our concoction from view.
Hmm,
says Mrs. Delaney, scanning the kitchen suspiciously. She spots the open spice cupboard and lifts an eyebrow.
Oh, we were thinking of baking cookies,
Jess explains, which isn't technically a lie, even though we decided not to because the kitchen is sweltering. Normally, any of our mothers would have seen through this in a flash, but Mrs. Delaney seems kind of distracted today. She shakes her head and sighs.
Please don't bake anything, girls. It's hot enough in here already without turning the oven on. We've got peppermint ice cream. You can have some of that if you want a snack.
She opens the freezer and sticks her head inside.
A day like today kind of makes you wish it was winter, doesn't it?
Or that we had air conditioning, says Jess mournfully. Mrs. Delaney pulls her head out again and gives her a sympathetic smile.
Maybe someday, honey. Right now we have other priorities.
She looks over at Emma. The smile disappears.
Emma Hawthorne, you must be roasting in that turtleneck. Didn't you offer her a t-shirt, Jess?
Jess looks uncomfortable.
I forgot to bring something to change into after school. And nothing of Jess's fits me, Mrs. Delaney,
Emma replies matter-of-factly, patting her stomach. Emma is a little on the plump side, and Jess is really petite.
Well, for Pete's sake, you should have said something,
Mrs. Delaney tells her.
We have plenty of things around here that will work for you. Hang on a sec.
She trots upstairs. As soon as her mother is out of sight, Jess grabs the jar of blue liquid from the counter behind her and sticks it in her t-shirt pocket. I glance over at Emma. Emma is one of my best friends, but she's not exactly the fashion queen of Concord, Massachusetts. I mean, I like to dress up for the first day of school too, but a turtleneck on a day like this? You'd think she'd know by now that the beginning of September is pretty much still summer everywhere, except maybe Alaska. At least she picked a good color. Purple goes well with her brown eyes and curly brown hair. And it matches her new lavender glasses, too. Mrs. Delaney reappears and tosses Emma a white t-shirt with a Heartbeats logo on it.
Try this, she says.
Heartbeats is the soap opera that Mrs. Delaney was on last year. You'd never guess by looking at her now that she's an actress. When we visited her in New York this past summer, she was all glamorous. Now she looks the way she always did. Today, for instance, she's wearing jeans and a faded Red Sox t-shirt. She's still pretty and everything. Really pretty, just like Jess, with the same sparkly blue eyes, though Mrs. Delaney's hair is dark, not blonde like Jess's. But she looks ordinary, too, like a mom. I wonder if she misses all the makeup and clothes and stuff from her acting job. I sure would. But Mrs. Delaney seems really happy to be back home at Half Moon Farm.
How's your mom doing, Megan?
She asks me.
We missed her yesterday at yoga class.
She just got elected to the board of the Concord Riverkeepers, I tell her. Yesterday was their first meeting. My mother is kind of a nature freak. If something on the planet needs saving or protecting, you can bet Lily Wong is there on the front lines to make sure it gets done.
Oh, that's right, she told us about that,
Mrs. Delaney replies.
I guess I forgot.
She spots the pile of mail on the counter where Jess left it.
Bills, bills, nothing but bills,
she grumbles, flipping through the envelopes. Shaking her head, she disappears back into the dining room. Jess gets three bowls from the cupboard and dishes up some ice cream for us. Crossing the kitchen, she beckons Emma and me to follow.